This weekend, the Sunday Sampler Series in Dunellen features the historical and hysterical songs of the acoustic music group Roadside Review.
As the last piece of wetland in the town that I was raised was bulldozed and destroyed so a golf course could be made, I heard somebody comment as we watched the last tree fall. I thought this was protected. Now I've seen it all.
The group, which hails from West Palm Beach, tackles material both serious and wacky.
Florida folk, historic to hysterical.
Right. So that sums it up, I think. We take the music seriously. We are all songwriters, but we truly believe that humor is a great thing. And we are pretty, pretty quick to make a laugh from the stage.
They've become a favorite at Florida folk festivals around the state.
Oranges, tomatoes, and sugar cane, cabbage, watermelon, strawberries, and beans. They all like to grow here where the weather is hot. But Florida's got a brand new cash crop. You find it in bottles on the health store shelves, where men pushing 50 buy it cause it helps to relieve a little problem with the personal spout. Now you want to know what we're talking about. Salt palmetto, if you're a man.
The four members of Roadside Review have played together for more than a decade now. Ron and Barry Lichauer are the husband-wife duo in the group.
I guess we're fortunate enough to enjoy each other's company, and we've literally had a blast traveling around the state and other parts of the country playing music.
If you really love me, won't you sometimes think of me? I want to be loved. I want to be loved. I wanna be kissed, I wanna be hugged. I'm a lonesome guy. Look in my eyes and you'll see that I wanna be loved.
The group features Barry on mandolin, banjo and vocals, Ron on guitar, vocals and mandolin, Stan Geber on harmonica and guitar, and Don DeWitt on stand-up bass and vocals. The group received acclaim for a humorous song they wrote that also poked fun at politics. The city of St. Augustine had proposed an ordinance banning street musicians and entertainers on St. George Street. When they heard about the ordinance, Ron and Barry recorded Folk Singer.
In a little town in Florida where lots of tourists go, on a cool September evening I was taking a little stroll. I got down to the corner just past the candle shop. I saw a sight that gave such a fright, my heart, it almost stopped. It was a folk singer, right there on the street. A folk singer, he had a tip jar at his feet. A folk singer, what a hideous sight. A finger-picking demon from Hades, everybody run for your life.
Another humorous song placed in the top 10 one year in the Will McLean Best New Florida Song Contest was called Florida Souvenirs. It pokes fun at the typical souvenir shop in the Sunshine State.
I've got an alligator head and I'll keep it till I'm dead. I've got lots of Florida souvenirs.
I got a pair of conch shell lamps, a hat that's made of palm, pink plastic flamingos put out on my lawn. I got a manatee mailbox, he won't eat the weeds. I got a lifetime supply of every souvenir.
Roadside Review plays this Sunday at 2:30 at the Lions Club in Dunellen as part of the Sunday Sampler Series.
I got undershirts, undershorts, I got something under those. But you know I'm really styling when I put my chinos on. I'm heading down to Mallory Square to see the setting sun.
I've got an alligator head and I'll keep it till I'm dead. I've got lots of Florida souvenirs.
I've got inner tubes and flippers and a set of water wings. I'm aquatically outfitted for almost anything. I've got neon sunglasses and umbrellas for my drinks. Now won't somebody kindly tell me
where the heck's the beach?
I've got an alligator head and I'll keep it till I'm dead. I've got lots of Florida souvenirs.
If you want to come and visit, come over anytime.
We'll open up our private reserve of Florida can sunshine.
We'll look at my postcard collection, drink some sea grape wine.